Sorry.
Wait a minute, Victor. Just give me a minute
Okay.
here. We have that dream written down, Brother Edie, and Rita wants to share that again.
I remember the dream, but I had to look it up to make sure I had all the details right. This dream actually came April 12th. It's funny because we're about four years later, just about. I was at a camp with other brethren. In the early morning, still in my pajamas and robe, I went downstairs to the kitchen, as was my custom every morning, to see if there was anything that was left undone in the kitchen before the start of the day. As usual, I found a few things that needed washing and things that were left to dry overnight I put away. In my coming in, I hadn't noticed another woman also in the kitchen. The woman spoke to me, telling me that change is coming, and I was to read the notice posted above the sink and work area. The rectangular notice was written on a yellow banner or sheet of heavy construction paper. I told her I can't read it without my glasses. Could she read it to me? She said no, I had to read it for myself. She said it's not just four or five people going to do the work anymore. That's when I noticed a man standing behind me. All of a sudden, I had a knowing what the sign said. It was revealed to me in my spirit that the sign meant that no longer were we going to get our food already prepared by man or the ministry. We each were going to have to do our own part to gather and prepare our food as God's people had to do when the manna ceased. Later, I found what the sign said in the scripture in Joshua chapter 5, verse 12. The man then invited me to come and have a meal with him. He went to the cupboard and grabbed a bottle off the shelf, which I could not see through to determine what it was to have with our meal. The dream ended with me going to get properly dressed for the meal invitation. End of dream.
Amen. Amen. Well, Victor has something to share, but before you do, Victor, let somebody pray for Brother Edie and Sister Lucy in their transition, in their move. Just ask the Lord to be with them and open up his doors to them.
Let me just read Joshua 5:12. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Amen.
Yes, maybe somebody could pray for this family.
Okay. Dear Lord, we thank you for Brother Ida and Sister Lucy, whom you sent to Guinea-Bissau for this long, and have shone the light of the gospel to as many as you directed towards them. And now, precious Lord, their stay, the official stay in Guinea-Bissau is over. And Brother Edie is coming back to Nigeria with the wife and the entire family. We thank you for the work done in Guinea-Bissau by your servants. And we lift them up to you with a prayer that their fruits in Guinea-Bissau may abide. That what they have done in the souls of as many, you will continue to pour out the Holy Spirit, the light of your countenance will shine upon these souls, that they will make the best out of the word of God that they have received, that they will grow from grace to grace, bring in more fruits. In their word, you say, everyone shall bear twins. Oh God, we ask today that the souls Brother Ide and Sister Lucy have ministered to, have bathed in your name in Guinea-Bissau, that they all may bring forth their twins also.
Amen.
We pray as they travel back, the fire that is upon their lives will not be quenched by any circumstance. Amen. We pray for the government of Nigeria that employed them out there in Guinea-Bissau. It's not about their contracts. It's about the word of God in their souls. Lord, as the service will come back, she shall not be put in a wrong place, but that she shall be as a lamb that is set on the hilltop. You know the next assignment that the government should give to her. We pray for the ministry that she's coming back to, that the power of God will be seen much more in her life. With that of our family, we pray for Brother Idi and the rest of the household, that Port Harcourt or wherever they are coming back to stay in Nigeria shall not consume them.
Amen.
That they shall come back with new zeal. They shall come back with new flame. The word of God that they have learned, they shall break down the former boundaries. They shall extend their course. They shall break into larger grounds. Oh God, we thank you for them. They left Nigeria in peace, are coming back in peace. We pray that every soul that comes back to meet will welcome them with open arms. We pray that Esau will not rise up to knead a pound of flesh. It's like when Jacob was returning, he had to meet with you and pray somewhere that you may deliver him from Brother Esau. We ask that any controversies that Sister Lucy would have left in Port Harcourt or wherever she was working before, and she's returning, you would have gone ahead to settle all those controversies, that we set a larger ground. You give to her in the ministry more grace, more favors. Nobody shall rise up to take a pound of flesh from her. Your daddy and the children, they shall come back to more fertile grounds to work for you and receive the blessings upon their souls and their bodies. We cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask as a body of people that mercies and goodness shall follow them through their journeys and establish them firmer and stronger in the ministry of the word of God in Nigeria. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Brother Victor, you had something you wanted to share? Oh.
Yes, praise God, brethren. I would like to ask for prayer for a colleague. We came here together for the training, and it's more or less a similar situation to as that of another colleague who had to return to his country because of an injury. So I'm asking for prayers for another colleague at this point whose training has been dismissed, primarily because his vision, his eyesight, can't be improved. I think he's been given time to, he's been observed over time now to know if there will be any improvement in his vision in his eyesight. And at this point, having come this far already, a year plus, the doctors say it's not possible. And at this point, the training has been terminated. So he'll be going back to Nigeria anytime soon, probably next week. And I'm just asking for prayers that God will comfort him, his family, and of course, God will keep making a way for him as it continues. And for the rest of us, I'm just asking for prayer for myself and the rest of my colleagues here, that God will just keep us to the end. Amen.
Amen. I couldn't understand some of that. If somebody that did understand, would you just be the one to pray for Brother Victor?
Lord, we pray for Brother Victor's colleague. We thank you for the time that he spent in France. Lord, you are the Alpha, you are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. You know that this young man was going to come to this point, oh God. We don't know what is the problem with his eyes, but Lord, you know what the problem is. Father, we are asking that virtue from Yeshua will touch those eyes and heal his eyes, oh God, in the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
We ask, oh God, above all things, that he will come to know you as his Lord through these difficult times, through this difficult situation that he's passing through. My God, let it draw him to you in the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
We pray, oh Lord, for Victor and the rest of the team who have started this journey. Lord, his desire is that you will bring them to an end. At the end of their training, they will be able to finish up that which you have started with them. They'll be able to complete the training, oh God. Father, we ask that you will hear us, that you will bear them upon eagle's wings. Oh God, we thank you for that which you have done so far, for how far you have brought him and his colleagues. Lord, we ask that you bring them to the end, to the completion of this training, in the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
And that they will be satisfied. They will be satisfied, oh God, Lord Jesus, that which they went to accomplish, they will accomplish it in the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
That their training will not be terminated in the middle, in the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Give them peace. Let them not be afraid. Let their minds, oh God, be stayed upon you, oh God. Let them learn to walk with you, oh God. Let it be that it's your spirit leading them by the day and by the night, upholding them, oh God. Give them ears that hear and eyes that see, to hear what you're saying and to say it, and to see what you're doing and to do it at every point in the name of Yeshua. But let them find favor before their trainers and before you, oh God. Keep them from evil, oh God, that is in France, in the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
Let their fellowship be with you, oh God, and with the brethren, in the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for we are praying in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
Amen.